This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as the land of biggest opportunities globally and promised the business sector facilitation, reforms, a stable policy regime and high growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum, Mr. Modi asked investors to commit to innovation, performance, positive disruption and high-quality products. He said his dispensation has begun its third term with more determined intentions and is full of hope and confidence. The Prime Minister said, while people in most countries that went to polls this year voted for a change, Indians preferred continuity, political stability and economic growth. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year, Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, yesterday released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment Bio E3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. He also added that it will have a significant impact on various sectors such as food, energy and health. A delegation comprising Muslim scholars and religious leaders met Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Joint Committee of Parliament JPC Chairperson Jagdambika Pal and extended their support to the proposals made in the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The delegation was led by Sayyid Nasiruddin Chishti, the chairman of the All India Sufi Sajjada Nashin Council and successor to the spiritual head of Ajmer Dargah. The discussion centered around issues related to Muslims and the Waqf Amendment Bill presented recently in the Lok Sabha. The delegation submitted that the Waqf Board has been creating problems for Muslims across the country. Reposing its complete faith in the JPC, the delegation exuded confidence that the committee will give an ear to the problems mosques across the country have been facing due to the Waqf Board and welcome the necessary suggestions. Extremely heavy rains lashed several parts of Telangana, leading to inundation of low-lying areas and disruption of road links between villages in several places. Many districts witnessed swollen rivulets, causing significant road disruptions. Control rooms have been opened at district collectorates and state secretariat in Hyderabad. Relief camps are being opened as many areas are reeling under inundation. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed the authorities to take measures to prevent any loss of life and property. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Vidarbha, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior and coastal Karnataka today. The weather agency predicted the same for West Madhya Pradesh and Marathwada. IMD forecast heavy rainfall for Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and northeastern states till Wednesday. In a significant development amid ongoing conflict, Israel's military and Hamas have reached an agreement to implement three separate, zoned, three-day pauses in fighting over Gaza. The purpose of these pauses is to facilitate a crucial polio vaccination campaign for 6,40,000 children, according to a senior World Health Organization official on Thursday. The United Arab Emirates has launched a sweeping two-month visa amnesty program, offering a crucial opportunity for individuals residing illegally in the country to regularize their status or depart without penalties. The program comes into effect today. At the Deaf Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany, India secured a total of 4 medals, including 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Anuya Prasad won gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Abhinav Deshwal earned silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol, while the trio of Abhinav Deshwal, Shubham Vashisht and Chetan Sapkal clinched silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.